Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, the timing of all this, was it impacted by the pandemic?
This has been in the works for years, Jeff. I mean, I remember going to hearings about this. You know, it's one of the most congested roads we have, 101, all through San Mateo County, Santa Clara, and San Francisco County as well. San Mateo decided to do something about it. They've set up, they're going to be setting up those express lane toll lanes. Now, they're not building new roads, so what they're doing is squeezing them in. And we're seeing this all around the Bay Area. What, you know, it becomes, you have those overhead things that say, you know, 1 to 3 riders, 1 rider gets this rate, 2 riders, 3 riders are free. That's what they're going to be putting in there. And it's not coming cheap. The 22 miles of it, when it's all said and done, from line to line, at a cost of $581 million, which by my math comes to about $26.5 million per mile.
They aren't cheap to ride in them either, as someone who has accidentally gotten in a couple of them. How do we know if the toll lanes really work? What data do we look at?
Well, what we look at is for, you know, how much money they bring in over time. But then when questions about that are raised, Patty, to be honest with you, they say, well, it's not really about money, it's about management and the environment. The idea is if there's 3 people in the car, 2 people in the car, it's better for everyone and we'll pay for it. But it is interesting because you got clocked in one, right? And you wound up getting a bill.
A pretty big bill, like $3 for going like a mile or two.
Okay, now here's why. Do you have a new fast track that has an adjustable click on it?
No.
You have the old standard. I have the old one as well, the one that most people have. And that just clicks you in when you cross a bridge or when you go into these lanes. But they are issuing new ones, and this is for everybody around the Bay Area, that you set to either say there's 1 or 2 or 3 people in the car. And it has a switch on it, and you switch back and forth. So that if you get into that lane which begs the question that I ask first is, how do they know how many people are in the car, whether you're following the rules?
I was about to
ask
you
that. And it's pretty much on the honor system. They've tried infrared cameras. They've tried high-speed cameras to clock whether, in fact, there are 3 people, then therefore they get to ride for free, or if there's only 1. And if they can't do it, so they're going on an honor system. But if you get into those lanes with the old fast track, you're going to be paying, and some people get a shock when they get the bill.
And Patty needs a new fast track advice.
I was alone. I deserved it.
Well, okay, and you're honest, and we'll give you that, but it's going to be an interesting thing. These are ideas. We are not building new roads. What we're trying to do is improve what we got, and with prices like this, it's going to cost us to do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.